Out of the current chaos in Iraq, the Bush administration hopes to create a democracy, one that could flower and spread to the rest of the Middle East. While a number of nations in the region claim to be democratic, few, if any, have true representative governments. Joining us to talk about the prospects for democracy in Iraq is Fareed Zakaria, editor of Newsweek International and author of a new book, The Future of Freedom, Illiberal Democracy at Home and Abroad. Welcome to the program.
Thank you so much. Pleasure to be here.
Is democracy in Iraq a realistic hope? And what can the U.S. do to improve the odds?
It's a realistic hope. It's going to be very tough. Democracy is not something that comes very quickly or easily to most countries. If you look at the last 30 or 40 years, outside of Western Europe and Central Europe, part of the world that has had long experience with the rule of law and capitalism and liberty, what's happened is you've had lots of elections, but very little of the genuine inner stuffings of democracy, the rule of law, separation of powers, all those kinds of things. International social engineering hasn't gotten any easier in the last 30 years.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the nitty-gritty. What are the first steps that the U.S. should take to foster democracy in Iraq?
Well, in my book, I find that one of the great manuals for building democracy is actually James Madison, when he was writing about the Constitution of the United States. And he says in the Federalist Papers that when constructing a government, you have two basic things you need to do. The first is control the governed, and secondly, have the government control itself. In other words, you create order, and then you place limits on governmental authority. So we're now in that first phase, creating order, and that is going to be a much more difficult process than I think the United States has anticipated, because we have so overwhelmingly defeated Saddam Hussein that the regime has just imploded. Somebody is going to have to fill that vacuum quite fast. After you get order, you then try to control the government. And so you have to create a legal system. You have to create a constitution. In the Iraqi case, you need very desperately to create power sharing, federalism, decentralization, because Iraq is riven with ethnic and religious differences. All these kinds of things need to be figured out in a process that precedes the elections, because otherwise the elections become a raw contest for power. It's what happened in the former Yugoslavia. You had elections first and thought all this would sort itself out, and instead the elections produced Serbian nationalism, Croatian nationalism, a kind of raw contest for power, and the rule of law, everything else went out the window.
Mm-hmm. How can the U.S. expect to be able to build those in a time period that is short enough so that the American public doesn't get impatient with it and decide it's just time to leave?
I think you've raised the crucial tension here, which is that building the institutions of democracy in Iraq will take time, but there are going to be pressures for us to leave. And there'll be two kinds of pressures. One pressure is because we don't want to seem to be a colonial power. And the second kind of pressure will be the pressure from the American public. I actually think that one will not be as great. The American public, if well led, have an enormous tolerance. I mean, we're still in Germany and Japan in a sense. We've stayed in South Korea for decades and decades. But there will be pressure from the Arab world for us to leave. There will probably be pressure from Iraqis. And that's why it seems to me that the presence on the ground that is going to be necessary should probably be a multilateral presence, a presence that masks American power in a broader, more international garb. The UN has been in Cambodia for 5 or 7 years. Nobody's calling it colonialism. It's in Bosnia and Kosovo for the same period of time. Nobody's calling it colonialism. But if you have American tanks guarding the streets of Baghdad 2 or 3 years from now, or even maybe 2 or 3 months from now, there will be people in Iraq who will make a big fuss.
Mm-hmm. Isn't one of the dangers of bringing democracy to the Middle East that you might get radicals elected to government because that's what the population wants?
If you were to hold elections in the Middle East tomorrow, there's no question that the governments that would be formed would be more anti-American, anti-Western, but also anti-modern, anti-women, anti-human rights in many ways, than the ones currently in place. If you held elections in Jordan, for example, we know from their parliament that you would probably get in place an Islamic fundamentalist regime that, while it would not look like the Taliban, would certainly be very different from the liberal and liberalizing monarch who currently rules Jordan. The task in the Middle East, it seems to me, is to have political opening to create reform, economic and political and legal, not to go to democracy overnight, because in the absence of any political system, any kind of political culture, what's going to happen is people will vote for the things that are very easy and appealing at a raw sense, and that will tend to be Islamic fundamentalism or some tribal allegiance. They don't have a mature political system because it hasn't been allowed. So you have to first create that political system and then hold elections. What we have to search for in Iraq is Iraqis who have legitimacy, who are willing to take the brunt of this responsibility. We can only play a supporting role. In Eastern Europe, the great magic of that process was that you had reformist elites who were really committed to making the hard transition to democracy. If you don't have those kinds of elites, nothing the United States will do will make a difference.
Well, thank you very much.
My pleasure. Thank you so much.
Fareed Zakaria, editor of Newsweek International and the author of The Future of Freedom, Illiberal Democracy at Home and Abroad.